He was assigned a bunk at the far end of the room, the upper bunk, so that when he lay on his bed he couldn't even see the door. The curve of the ceiling blocked it. There were other boys near him, tired-looking boys, sullen, the ones least valued. They had nothing of welcome to say to Ender. Ender tried to palm his locker open, but nothing happened. Then he realized the lockers were not secured. All four of them had rings on them to pull them open. Nothing would be private then, now that he was in an army. There was a uniform in the locker, not the pale green of the launchies, but the orange-trimmed dark green of Salamander Army. It did not fit well, but then they had probably never had to provide such a uniform for a boy so young. He was starting to take it off when he noticed Petra walking down the aisle toward his bed. He slid off the bunk and stood on the floor to greet her. "Relax," she said. "I'm not an officer." "You're a toon leader, aren't you?" Someone nearby snickered. "Whatever gave you that idea, Wigan?" "You have a bunk in the front." "I bunk in the front because I'm the best sharpshooter in Salamander Army, and because Bonzo is afraid I'll start a revolution if the toon leaders don't keep an eye on me. As if I could start anything with boys like these." She indicated the sullen-faced boys on the nearby bunks. What was she trying to do? Make it worse than it already was? "Everybody's better than I am," Ender said, trying to dissociate himself from her contempt for the boys who would, after all, be his near bunkmates. "I'm a girl," she said, "and you're a pissant of a 6-year-old. We have so much in common. Why don't we be friends?" "I won't do your desk work for you," he said. In a moment, she realized it was a joke. "Ha," she said. "It's also military when you're in the game. School for us isn't like it is for launchies. History and strategy and tactics and buggers and math and stars, things you'll need as a pilot or a commander. You'll see." "So you're my friend. Do I get a prize?" Ender asked. He was imitating her swaggering way of speaking as if she cared about nothing. "Bonzo isn't going to let you practice. He's going to make you take your desk to the battle room and study." "He's right in a way. He don't want a totally untrained little kid to screw up his precision maneuvers." She lapsed into Giria, the slangy talk that imitated the pidgin English of uneducated people. "Bonzo, he precise, he's so careful, he piss on a plate and never splash." Ender grinned. "The battle room is open all the time. If you want, I'll take you in the off hours and show you some of the things I know. I'm not a great soldier, but I'm pretty good, and I sure know more than you." "If you want," Ender said. "Starting tomorrow morning after breakfast." "What if somebody's using the room? We always went right after breakfast in my launch." "No problem. There are really 9 battle rooms." "I never heard of any others."
"They all have the same entrance. The whole center of the battle school, the hub of the wheel, is battle rooms. They don't rotate with the rest of the station. That's how they do the nullo, the no gravity. It just holds still. No spin, no down. But they can set it up so that any one of the rooms is at the battle room entrance corridor that we all use. Once you're inside, they move it along and another battle room's in position."
"Oh. Like I said, right after breakfast."
"Right," Ender said.
She started to walk away.
"Petra," he said.
She turned back.
"Thanks."
She said nothing, just turned around again and walked down the aisle.
Ender climbed back up on his bunk and finished taking off his uniform. He lay naked on the bed, doodling with his new desk, trying to decide if they had done anything to his access codes. Sure enough, they had wiped out his security system. He couldn't own anything here, not even his desk. The lights dimmed a little, getting toward bedtime. Ender didn't know which bathroom to use.
"Go left out of the door," said the boy on the next bunk. "We share it with Rat, Condor, and Squirrel." Ender thanked him and started to walk on past.
"Hey," said the boy, "you can't go like that, uniforms at all times out of this room. Even going to the toilet?
Especially. And you're forbidden to speak to anyone from any other army, at meals or in the toilet. You can get away with it sometimes in the game room, and of course whenever a teacher tells you to. But if Bonzo catches you, you dead, eh?"
"Thanks. And, Bonzo get mad if you skin by Petra."
"She was naked when I came in, wasn't she?"
"She do what she like, but you keep you clothes on. Bonzo's orders."
That was stupid. Petra still looked like a boy. It was a stupid rule. It set her apart, made her different, split the army. Stupid, stupid. How did Bonzo get to be a commander if he didn't know better than that? A lie would be a better commander than Bonzo. He knew how to bring a group together. I know how to bring a group together, too, thought Ender. Maybe I'll be commander someday. In the bathroom, he was washing his hands when somebody spoke to him. Hey, they putting babies in salamander uniforms now? Ender didn't answer, just dried off his hands. Hey, look, salamander's getting babies now. Look at this. He could walk between my legs without touching my balls. 'Cause you got none, Dink, that's why, somebody answered. As Ender left the room, he heard somebody else say, It's Wiggin, you know, the smart-ass launchy from the game room. He walked down the corridor, smiling. He may be short, but they knew his name. From the game room, of course, so it meant nothing. But they'd see. He'd be a good soldier, too. They'd all know his name soon enough. Not in Salamander Army, maybe, but soon enough.